Welcome back, boys and girls. This is episode 77, your hump day podcast, 8-Bit Bourbon, brought to you today by Magners, Red Bull, and Tito's Vodka.
Red Bull!
That's Adam. I'm Andy.
And, I'm sweating my balls off.
Yeah, Adam's really trying to turn this air conditioner on. I think your body might just be like forcing the toxins out from the weekend.
Dude, that's why I got to put more back in.
did we do some bad things this weekend?
We did some fun things though this weekend.
We did.
We watched the Rangers game outside. We ran like wires through my window out to my lawn in front of the fire pit and put a TV out there, Xbox. We were playing Mortal Kombat and NHL 15 out in the backyard in front of a fire.
Yeah, it's a Memorial Day party.
You got to give thanks.
Yeah.
No better way of saying thank you than getting drunk and playing Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, we did our best. We do appreciate the veterans, though, and the ones that died.
Yes, we do.
So that they give us the freedom to do stupid shit like that on the weekends and not worry about
it. Play Can Jam and all that good stuff, Is Can Jam like a hippie game?
I think it's too mainstream to be a hippie game.
You don't think it's in the parking lot of a lot of Fish and Dave Matthews concerts?
I think
concerts.
It's definitely played by hippies, but I don't think you can call it a hippie game just because it's... I think you could call it a redneck game, too. I think you could call it... Yeah.
I think it's all over the place. Rednecks are any good at it?
It's a good question. I don't know. I feel like rednecks would kick my ass in, like, horseshoes, but I'm not sure about Can Jam.
We should start a league.
We should. It's actually a really fun game.
We should Twitch it. We should have a camera right out the window.
Should we write a Can Jam software video game?
I thought you were going to say song.
Or song. Well, we're going to need a song for the actual game, so.
Let's play a Fish song mashed up with Dave Matthews.
Done.
And call it a day.
We'll wear Birkenstocks in the video.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we had the TV outside with the Rangers game, which... You know, them losing kind of ruined the night a little bit.
Did anybody even pay attention to the third period?
I was so not happy about what was going on. I did not.
How about when we played porn on... Oh, not we. I was playing porn on my TV.
I was going to say, I don't think I had anything to do.
Like the neighbor kids were like peeking over the fence, like yelling shit at us.
Yep.
And to keep it video game related, Sam Fisher was in my backyard digging for sticks or something. He wasn't a very good spy because I caught him and I had to go yell at him. My next door neighbor, they're having a fire. And instead of buying wood, they were just going to my backyard in the bushes and taking the wood.
But it wasn't just that. They were also back there before that. Because we had, so obviously we had Adam's car in the backyard with the headlights on.
Obviously.
So we could play Can Jam.
and I could drive it around what I thought I heard, the Sam Squanch.
Right. So we were totally like light blind because, you know, we had headlights in our eyes. So like anything behind, it's a huge back like field basically. So we had the TV right next to the house. Facing towards the field, and we've got the car back there, so we're all light blind, and his fucking neighbors are in the backyard like taunting us almost. Like, you remember that? Before they were getting wood, yelling shit.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they were
doing. We were like, seriously, like, let's shoot some fucking BBs into the woods.
I loaded the BB gun and brought it down.
Dude, it's fucked up. Like, it's 2 in the morning, dude. Is that supposed to be
it's
funny?
It's not your fucking backyard.
Right, get the fuck
and then
out of
he's
here.
Like, well, I said your name, so we should be good. I was like, that doesn't mean you're allowed in my backyard, ever.
Yeah.
I don't care if you just
don't come in the backyard.
I fucking reamed him out. I bitched him out pretty good.
That was weird. The weirdest part is he's like, well, I said your name, which is obviously stupid to begin with, but you were just in our backyard making random noises to try to freak us out. So, like, you don't get to then say, well, I told you I was going to go get sticks. You know, you can't do both.
Who do you think I bitched out more, the dog or him? I fucking gave it good to that dog.
Yeah, you were really cursing at that dog.
I was fucking pissed. You got to be firm. They're fucking one of their dogs. They don't keep their dog. They have, like, their whole... yard is just a driveway, and they don't keep their dogs on a leash or anything. And the one dog just wandered on past the fence, and my dog was out there. We were playing Can Jam, and I see this dog lurking through the fucking woods, and I yelled at that thing so bad, he fucking ran. He didn't run. He kind of didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I think their dogs are a lot better behaved than their children.
Yeah, their children. I kept on yelling. I'm like, stop looking at the fucking... Stop hanging on the fence. We're trying to watch porn at peace.
I know. And like, the parents didn't care. They're screaming like point blank at us. And then eventually they're like, Joey, I told you to get off that fence.
Yeah.
They're a mess over there.
God, I fucking hate them.
It's just an awful, awful set of neighbors. Who knows who actually lives in that building? There's 50 people in the parking lot every day.
So many fucking people. And their new thing is just like putting neon colors, like spray painting neon colors on their car.
Yeah, they're pretty sexy.
They're cool.
Yeah, they're rednecks. They are true rednecks. They go to Fonda Speedway every weekend.
Fonda. Do we ever talk the fact that, I don't know if anybody watches The Voice, but we live like 5 minutes away from where that the guy that won The Voice,
yeah, Sawyer Fredericks,
lives.
Yep. That's right.
That's about all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
That's congrats, Sawyer.
Go, Sawyer.
And our local KFC just says, congrats, Sawyer.
We're trying.
So, like, if we bump into him, you got to say congrats.
We're trying so hard to care about that, but it's just so hard.
I think the kid sucked.
I don't think he sucked.
I think he looks kind of gay, too.
Jesus Christ. You're starting this podcast off strong.
Not like, I won't go there.
Yeah. Well, the Twitch stream didn't like your homophobia the other day, so
I want to know what I said, because I'm usually pretty good about that.
Are you?
Well, I don't mean it like that. I mean it like stupid.
I don't think you did. I think you think he's gay.
He has a terrible haircut.
Oh, so you think? No, but you didn't mean. You actually did mean gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay to be gay. I mean, no, if you fine. Look gay. You look no, gay.
You just said I didn't mean it like that. I meant
no.
Stupid.
I think I mean on like Twitch. I would never say. Oh. I would never say like anything like offensive or racist or anything like that. Somebody got upset with me.
Those kids were all over you that night. It was about multiple people.
It's the same people that were pissing me for using, like, an e-cig.
Yeah. Yes, it was. You know? Maybe you shouldn't spread your hate and cancer-filled ways.
Maybe. I'm a fucking hater, I guess.
I guess that's one option.
I guess so.
Well, you were a hater for the gays, but you were a lover for e-cig, so that kind of...
Yeah, evens it out. Is smoking an e-cig gay?
It's... So I think they would say it's hipster.
Sound like pot calling the kettle black?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think vaping is hipster, not e-cig.
Like I would agree.
I'm not picking like fucking coconut banana.
Well, oils. I don't even think it's that as much as the hipster part of it to me is the massive, ridiculous, like corncob pipe looking ones they get. Have you ever seen that
whole thing? No, that sounds cool.
That scene, it actually is pretty cool. But that's like the people. There is not a single person who owns an e-cig shaped like a corncob pipe that doesn't have a ridiculous mustache. Find me one. Find a single one. I
thought you were gonna say boyfriend.
Oh boy.
Well, it could be a girl.
A lot of gay stuff.
Welcome, David Bourbon.
Jesus.
Did we hit the record button?
I want no part of that homophobia.
It's not homophobic. I'm just kidding. You leave me hanging there. Stop.
I know. I told you. I want no part of it.
You're supposed to host. Well, you're supposed to keep this. You're supposed to keep the show running.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about it more.
Oh no, I'm good.
Oh fuck me. So yeah, so we had a barbecue last night. Well, not really. We had a party outside.
Yeah, it was fun. You guys should have all came. You're all invited.
Seriously, if you followed us on Facebook, you would not have seen it.
Sawyer Fredericks headlined the party.
He did. He was amazing. He's played solo the whole time. We were listening to the Rangers game, though, so we didn't really hear him.
His boyfriend's a lovely man.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I figured it's got to keep going. Once you start tumbling, it's hard to stop rolling.
Sawyer Fredericks not having any problem getting girlfriends right now, I don't think.
You think he's ever listened to a podcast?
Probably.
You think so? Big fan?
Huge fan.
Maybe not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote our intro.
Yeah. Chad is actually Sawyer Fredericks.
So what else is going on?
Nothing.
Anything more?
Should we talk about The Witcher? Is that what you're going with?
I don't give a shit.
Alright, so I think I might have a runner for my all-time favorite game ever. The Witcher 3 is that good.
That's a strong comment when you haven't even beat a tenth of it.
Nope. I'm about 30 hours in, and I haven't done shit.
So what about it makes it your favorite game? Because you don't really know the main storyline, because it can't really be story.
I know, you know a little. You know what you're trying to find this girl, from what I know.
You know what I'm saying? That's like that's probably like the first hour of the story.
And the Wild Hunt. That's the Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Which is kind of weird. Like the box art and the title screen kind of looks what I don't have the box. I know what the box art looks like. But it doesn't really look like it's a third game. It looks like it's called Witcher The Wild Hunt. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they changed, like, the three up, so it's, like, a little, like, claw marks.
Yeah, I think they just wanted it to be a blockbuster that people didn't have to feel they needed to play Witcher 1 and 2 to play.
Yeah, there was one part I felt like I needed to play the game, because you're in an area, and this guy's, like, asking you questions about your background, and you kind of just have to make up shit, and you don't really know what's going on. I didn't like it, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
what makes the game so great? Is that what I mean to ask?
Yeah, like, what do you, because what I'm saying is, like, it's not the storyline, because you're not really into that, so, like, what about it is the thing that makes it, like, memorable for you?
It's the world. I think it's the world that they built. I've never played a game, like, it's funny, like, Giant Bomb and other people compared it to, like, Red Dead, which I think is such a great comparison, because that's when I was, like, running around the woods and stuff, or riding a horse, I thought this game was more like Red Dead Redemption than it was Skyrim. Like, the questing and... like, the fantasy stuff is very Skyrim-esque, but the, like, the running into random people, finding random quests, talking to people, learning about, like, the world a little bit more is very Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, going around hunting or picking, like, the vegetation or whatever you gotta do, building stuff, it's, that to me is just what makes the game so great. I don't remember playing a game that has been this much fun.
Yeah, what's interesting about The Witcher is that the basic movement is not very good. It feels a little clunky.
It's really weird. Like as soon as you move, it's like he goes into like full sprint. It's really hard to
It just move doesn't around. Feel right. And like the combat, I don't think is that great.
I think the combat's really good.
Yeah, I think yeah. It's like Bloodborne, but like
that's what I like about it.
But I was gonna say it's like Bloodborne, but without like the intricacies of Bloodborne. It's just like slow. I mean,
you gotta time your attacks, yeah. Your counters.
Don't get me wrong, I don't think it's awful.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is that the movement kind of is shady. The combat's not anything amazing, and the game's still amazing because they put 90% of their effort into the world building. It sounds like you can run into like six random little villages, and they're all different. Like if it starts raining, people run inside. Like they put like a ton of like little touches.
They did such a great job of like the world looking so big, but it's not like overwhelming big. Like you could have a question mark. Like I just like go to the there's in every town there's a note or like a notice board or most every town, and it has like 6 to 7 papers on it. You can pull the papers, and they'll give you like points of interest or little side quests. So I always do that, and the world just fills up so quickly, and it looks huge, but you can really, like, pretty much run around the world.
Right.
They do a good job of making it look huge, but it's still, like, accessible, and you can move around pretty fast. I really like it. Like, I spent, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, like, sailing the ocean, walking up and down the coastline, doing a bunch of little quests. So much fun.
They need to have the fast travel points because it would blow otherwise.
There's two ways to fast travel. You can fast travel on a boat. You can go to harbor, or you can go to like a signpost and fast travel.
So it makes it really easy to get basically anywhere instantly. I always like the World of Warcraft way they did that, which was you had to walk everywhere. There were boats and there were like paid flights. But other than that, you had to walk until level 40. And when you finally got your mount, you were like, this is fucking awesome. Like, it sucked. You had to walk everywhere. You get
your horse immediately.
Yeah, like, World of Warcraft, they made you, like, work for it. And then eventually you get your flying mount, which changed the game.
But. I've just never played a game where the world feels so alive. And what I mean by that is, like, there's, like, storms. And, like, the storms are pretty cool. Like, all the trees sway, the bushes sway. Like, you're walking through the woods, and, like, there might not be anything around you. But you always feel like there is something there. Like, you're not alone, even though you might be. The world just feels alive.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it looks cool. I don't know that it's a game that I would get the same enjoyment out of, but I've never been, like, in the Skyrim crowd, which is, like, a huge gaming sector. So, I definitely see how it's cool. I like it.
I just love finding all the little stuff in the game, just learning more about that world and all those worlds. And this is my type of game, and I think it's... perfect open world RPG game.
Yeah, it's funny that you don't get too invested in the quest though. You don't really
I will with this because it has I mean it has a better storyline so far than like Skyrim.
Yeah, because a lot of people that I've heard like the podcast and just read online, one of their favorite parts is like you could start a side quest and like some crazy story can go like 20 side quests in a row. Yeah. And it all started with like some little silly side quest. In fact, I heard the girl with the pot that we did. Apparently that starts a huge chain quest, which is really funny because it's like a stupid little...
I banged her.
Did you?
Yeah.
She was hot. I mean, for an 85-year-old.
Yeah, it's cool. Like her quest was really fun. Like, I stuck with that for a while. But it makes you make, like, such decisions. Like, the one thing I chose is probably different from other people, but now that I did it and it's, like, final, I kind of wish I knew what would happen like later on, but I'll never get to like figure that out. That's what I really like about the game. You really have to think about like the decisions that you're making, because you can run into somebody later on in the game, or they can change the way the game's going to be played. Like, she wanted to do this thing that could either put her life in danger or put other people's lives in danger, and I kind of stopped it. But now I'm just like kind of wondering, like, what if I let her make that mistake?
What? Which one did you pick? Putting her life or the other lives?
I stopped her from doing something.
So, like, you saved her?
No.
Oh, you saved the people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a really good plot.
What would you say is your most memorable moment from the game so far?
That was one of them. I don't want to spoil it, but the thing with Kelly Mraz, or, and that was like, was it Sierra or Metz or something like that? Clara Metz. That was really memorable. I don't know. Fighting the Wild Hunt for the first time was really interesting. Finding just like random monsters. I found like a level 77 monster.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Do you feel that the world is level adjusted when you go through it outside of that guy, obviously? Like,
yeah.
You don't run into too many like level 50s that you just can't do anything.
No, like the hardest like I've had to fight were like level 15 people.
Okay, so it sounds like they control the levels a little bit. Yeah. Like if you went back, because otherwise you've gone all over the place. You would have figured that you'd run in it. Like in World of Warcraft, you run into a zone and it's like 40s and just nothing you can do until you get up to that
level. Yeah, it seems well balanced. Like I've run into places and just to like make sure like it stayed on my map and then I ran out because you was get killed. Like I've been one, the level 77 guy, it's like a fog hat or something like that. He one shot at me.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, I didn't even know what I was rolling on. Because I'll just get on, like, a boat or my horse or just walk. And I'll walk from, like, point. I'll pick, like, the farthest point on the map and just walk there. And do everything till I get to that point. It'll take me hours, but I'll do that.
Yeah, it's a cool game. Now, do you find that when unlocking the magic makes the combat more varied, or is it really more hand to hand?
I haven't done that much with the magic.
Haven't leveled up that much, so you probably haven't been able to like really pick like a fork, you know, to melee or
at this point. I'm like a level 11, I think, or 11 or 12, and I've just been more invested in doing the alchemy and crafting armor and weapons. I've been collecting resources, doing stuff like that, trying to find like new recipes. That's really fun.
Mm-hmm. I still feel like there has to be like some sort of bank where you can leave stuff.
There has to be eventually, because I have all these coins that you can't use. You can exchange them,
right?
But you have to go to a bank to do it.
Oh,
I haven't seen. It looks like on the map I'm at. I'm at Velen, and it looks like there's a huge central city.
Yeah, you should go to a city.
I've been staying away from it.
Oh, you should totally go, because there's, first of all, if you could get a bank, imagine how much that would save your life.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Because you could just, like in World of Warcraft, what you'd do is you'd make, like, a bank in a city, your crafting zone. So, like, you leave all your materials in there, and then when you would go there, you would, you'd only craft shit there. So you'd go there, take all the stuff out that you need, make a bunch of shit, and then throw all the scraps back in the bank and then get out of there. So, like, that seems like that would be something that would be really useful for that game. Because you could just fast travel into it and fast travel out, you know?
I just remember one of my other favorite moments is that there's another playable character that you use.
Oh yeah,
and it's really cool. That's cool because it's different.
Is it reoccurring or is it just like a one time thing?
Twice. It's okay. Somebody will tell a story, and it switches into you play the part of the story that the person's telling.
Yeah,
and it's really cool because it's different from what The Witcher actually does.
Right. Interesting.
It's really good. Like, I love the way the world, like, the civilians fucking hate the Witchers, or they're scared of the Witchers. They don't really know what to do. Like, they'll spit at you, they'll run away. Like,
the voice acting is very good, which is key for a game like that.
The voice acting is incredible. The player models, like, the way they talk, and like, you realize it's like in-game, it's not like they're not cutting away from anything. It's just so good. Like, the dialogue is cheesy, but it's well-written. It's not like, sometimes Skyrim was just stupid. Like, Bethesda's not as good as CG Project Red at creating, like, the story and the world that they've created. And I love interacting with people. I love, like, learning the lore, like, the religions, or, like, who's who and how this person became in the power, how afraid, like, the people, the peasants are of, like, the ruler or the lord. It's really good. I just want to play it all the time.
Yeah,
I like Jones in the play.
You've been playing the shit out of it.
I have. Well, I it said I have like over what was it like 72 hours into it, but I don't. I paused it a couple times and walked away.
Yeah.
So I think if...
I'd say you probably have...
I'm going to say between 30 and 40 hours.
Yeah, you definitely have half that.
And the game came out less than a week ago. Well, at the time we're recording, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, this is Monday. Yeah, it seems like a cool game. I only played that couple hours. I mean, it's an interesting game because it's one of those games where everybody has the same thing to say. They're like, the first 2 hours, I was like, eh. And then after that is when the game really steps it up.
I really liked it right off the bat. I didn't think it was boring.
I've heard that a lot.
People I didn't think saying, there was like a learning curve or anything like that.
No, people just basically saying like, they're like, well, you know, it doesn't seem like anything special. It's like a third-person RPG. Combat's okay. The movement's okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people just weren't
that bothers me blown away by that. The combat thing. I really enjoy the combat.
Yeah.
Because I think there's some strategy to it, and it's tough. Like, the one-on-ones are pretty easy. You can learn their movements, and you dodge and or dash around or whatever. My opinion, like, the dodging back or dodging side to side is way better than, like, the roll. But it's really hard because people start, like, if four or five guys come at you, it's really hard to, like, if they all hit you, you're going to die or you're going to lose a lot of life. You got to try to, like, make your moves, be patient, use some of your spells when you can. Some of the spells are dumb, but you need them if you fight different monsters. Another thing about this game, it's very, like, I haven't played, like, a PC, like, RPG. This is a very, like... Menus are very like PC like. They look like you need to like click shit, add shit. Like there should be like little menus on each item for more options to do
right.
The item. And it's a little complicated at first, but they do a good job where you figure out what you need to do and how to do it pretty quickly.
Yeah, it definitely looks like they ported the PC menus over for the console versions a little bit.
But I love like creating just stuff. Like oils and spells and potions. Like it's so complex. There's like you create potions to fight monsters, but you're poisoning yourself to do it. So you have to balance out the poisons with like cures to those poisons. But you need the it's really well done. One of the first battles I had with it's not a big spoiler because it's part of the story, unless you don't find it. But there was a werewolf, and I didn't know how to fight a werewolf, so I had to create like. You have to do like almost like research, and you have to prepare yourself to go in and fight a werewolf because he has like regenerative health and all this weird stuff. And if you just run in there and try to kill him, you could, but he's very hard.
Is that part of the like Wild Hunt stuff? Like, is that one of the big hunts?
No, I think it was just something. I don't know if people find the same quest. I just found some lady and she was or some guy. He was looking for his wife, and she was attacked by a werewolf, so I had to go handle the werewolf.
Interesting.
But I really like the figuring out like there's like it's almost like a crime scene. It's almost like Batman, like detective mode in a way. Like you research the area, you find clues, you figure out, try to figure out what happened, what monster did it. Then you do your research on the monster, you create oils or you prepare your weapons to that set of. A monster, and then you fight, and it's really good. Like, if you run into a monster that you're not prepared for, you can get your ass kicked pretty easily.
It's cool.
It's really good.
Yeah, it definitely has, like, some of that. Now, are there other big hunts, do you know, or is that, maybe that's, like, the single player? Like, you know how, like, the first thing you have to fight that bird? I wonder if that's, like, part of the
game. Yeah, there are. I've killed three big monsters.
Yeah, all right, because, yeah, you have to, like, hunt them and, like, find clues and... It was pretty cool how they did that. Like, they researched to see what it was.
Yeah, that's the way with the werewolf wasn't one of those, but he was right. he was a higher class monster.
Is there anything that shows, like, what, like, if monsters are, like, level 10 elite or something?
It shows their, with, like, the common enemies, it shows their level. Like, if you run into a bear or, like, these sea creatures.
So what would it say for a werewolf?
It doesn't say for the werewolf.
It just doesn't say.
They just have like these huge like boss life bars.
Oh,
they get the battle.
Yeah.
It's really good. I mean, I really like it. The only it sucks sometimes. Like you can find books about how to defeat a monster, but that's if you want to buy them or search them out. But often you have to beat a creature first to learn about them. It'll like add it to your bestiary. I think it's the book. It's like. It shows you how to beat them, what their vulnerabilities are,
mm-hmm.
and then it makes the fights easier, but it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked cool from what I saw of it. I only played a couple hours, but it's getting rave reviews for the most part.
It deserves all the reviews it's getting. It's so good.
Yeah, I mean, they put a shitload of money and time into this thing. It's like, people bitching about the graphics downgrade. I just want to be like, you think that's the first time that's happened?
I think the graphics run great, or look great. The game runs great. I've had one weird issue, but it just took like a reset. But
they're saying like the one they showed it at E3 like a year ago or 2 years ago, they showed like X. But it's like okay, well, that's what...
It's like all games.
That's what the development cycle's for. They were probably running that on like a $10,000 computer, you know? Yeah. And that's what they were shooting for, and they got X. How do you feel about the frame rate on PS4?
Haven't had a problem.
Yeah.
People say that...
I've heard a little bit about how it slows down.
I've heard people say there's like a Skyrim-esque save thing. Like, if you keep saving...
Well, I heard that for Xbox One. I didn't hear that for PS4.
Somebody said PS4. Cause
oh, really?
They
saw that for Xbox.
They reviewed it on PS4, and they're having an issue. So, hopefully, it doesn't happen to me, because I'm like 40 hours in.
Yeah,
and I would appreciate it not to do that stupid Skyrim shit, because that about ruined Skyrim for me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a good mix of Red Dead Redemption and Skyrim. I really like it. I don't know if it'll beat Red Dead, but this could probably be my second favorite game of all time. It's that good to me. I think it's just like the level of detail in this game, the level of storylines and quests. Like every time you go to a new notice board, there's more stuff. You could run into just random people in the woods, and there's a quest. Like, I'm so backed up in quests. I must have like
20
or 30 quests.
There's like 100 quests in every square mile.
And another thing they do. Speaking of quests, you can fail quests. Like, I was supposed to help these people, it was like a battlefield, which you saw. One of the battlefields is awesome. Yep. It's just like hundreds of bodies just spread out, like all dead. And there's people that kind of clean it up or find loved ones. And I was supposed to protect these people as they were looking for somebody or doing something. And the main guy I was supposed to protect died. And then later on in the game, there was another quest, and a guy wouldn't work with me because it was his brother that had died that I was supposed to protect. Like, an option came up.
That's cool.
He said he wanted me to go help his brother do something at the battlefield, and I selected, I already did that, your brother's dead. And he pretty much told me to go fuck myself. So I'll never know what he wanted. Yeah, so it's really good. And I don't know. You do that kind of detail, and I don't know. It's so good. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be another game this year that could easily be better for me. It's probably going to be my favorite game of the year.
Yeah, I'm interested to see the sales figures, because it's a hugely promoted game. It's coming out in a black hole. There's nothing else out right now.
I hope it does well.
I think it's going to do really well. Because also, both consoles are starved for true next-gen titles.
And there's really nothing else out.
And the next thing out is probably
Batman.
Yeah. And that's another, it's like a month after this came out, right?
Yeah.
So that's a long way. That's a long time to be literally the only game out that I know of that's, you know,
If you're on a budget and you can't afford to buy games all the time and you're looking for something to keep you busy for the next 2-3 months, this would be that game. If you like open world RPGs or fantasy or just, it's the perfect game for you. I think I was telling Jay, because Jay was like, I don't really have time to play video games. I was like, well, this is the perfect game for you. You can just chip away at it, do whatever you want when you want it.
Jay's got plenty of time to play video games.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He also doesn't have a system that'll run it, but...
Yeah, right, that's true.
The last thing I want to talk about is Gwent better than Hearthstone?
No,
it's not.
Fucking the dumbest thing I've ever seen. What was that on Polygon?
No, IGN.
Was it on IGN? Yeah, that is the dumbest article ever.
It's a clickbait article.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Gwent is like, if you don't know, it's this card game that the developers created for that world of The Witcher. It's a cool game, but it's not Hearthstone.
I mean, literally, like, that game is so simple. It is exactly what you think a mini game in a game would be.
There's some like complexity to it and strategy to it, but...
Well, my favorite part of that...
that well thought out.
My favorite part of the IGN article was they were like, you know, Gwent's a better game because obviously they're just trying to make people pissed off. Yeah. But the Gwent's a better game because you, not only do you have to read your cards, you have to read the person you're playing too. I'm like, oh really? You mean the fucking NPC in the single player game? What are you talking about? Like, you can't read that person. They're gonna play their cards exactly the same every single time. Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe he's saying if it was in real life, but God, how boring would that get eventually? I mean, it's cool that it's in a video game, but to compare that to like the depth of Magic or Hearthstone, that has thousands of cards.
It doesn't. Like, there's like four or five different classes you can choose with different decks, and you can add cards and remove cards. There is a little bit of like deck building to it, but it hasn't been that complex for me yet. I've been sticking with them.
You have 10 cards, and that's all you can throw. I mean, yeah. It's cool. It's cool for a video game, but to compare it to an entire card game that's been built for $100 million, it's not really a fair comparison.
I started getting into buying cards from like vendors or whatever.
Yeah.
Adding more to my decks, trying to be better
at it. Yeah, you have to take over. You should make one of your main goals to win all of the tournaments in Gwent.
I think it's a quest, or there's a collect them all quest or something like that. You got to collect a certain amount of cards or do something.
Yeah, because I heard on the Giant Bomb, they said they went to a card tournament, and the guy looked at his deck and went, no, because he didn't have good enough cards. That'd be really fun to go do tournaments.
I don't know if you could play everybody in that game, because you'll walk across like random like shopkeepers, and you can pretty much challenge anybody.
You haven't seen a tournament yet, though?
No. I haven't been to a big city yet.
That'll be really cool. Yeah, I'd assume that'd be in a big city. Why avoid the big cities? That could be fun.
I was doing other things.
Yeah, you don't have to get main quest lines there.
I spent like 5 hours yesterday going up and down a coastline.
Yeah, I think the big cities could be fun though, because it might allow you to like get some more skills that you can level up and shit too. Yeah. There's probably like stuff that's only in big cities, you know.
Yeah, I started on foot, walked all the way because
I'd like to see a big city. I bet you they're badass.
I bet they're awesome. One of the little castles or whatever I'm at now, like during the day, there's a shitload of people walking around. So I imagine the city's going to be pretty cool looking. Like, there's a crazy amount of people populated in this little village or whatever it's called.
Yeah, they do a good job, too. Like, the cities, they make them look very medieval. Like, the castle's stone, but everything else is, like, just shitty wood buildings for the most part. At least from what I've seen. Maybe there's some crazy wealthy city with rock everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's three or four different locations. I'm on the second one. The one, Venzia, I don't really count because it's just a castle, and that's kind of where the story like really starts to take off.
Yeah.
But
let me ask you this. What was I going to ask you? Between this... Hold on. So this and Skyrim are two of your favorite games ever, but let me ask you this. Do you have any interest in Elder Scrolls Online now, or is this just going to replace
I don't care.
You wouldn't touch it?
No, I wouldn't touch it.
Even when this is over? Because this will end one day.
Yeah, like 400 hours.
Yeah, sure. But I'm just saying, Elder Scrolls Online adds expansions every... really is your infinite world
experience. I'll try to put like 400 hours into it before Batman comes out, and then I'll probably call it quit.
400 hours? Jesus Christ.
I'll do it. I'll do everything.
Let's see. You're up to... Let's call it...
30?
At the most 50. At the least 30.
I wish they didn't run the timer when you pause it.
I know. So
I wouldn't have done it. I like to know how many hours I put into it. Yeah. Like when we were hanging out Saturday, we were doing... Where were we playing? Mortal Kombat? We were doing something. When you came over, and I paused it, and I just left it.
Right.
And I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's stupid. Because it said it was like like 3 days and like 14 hours. And there's no way I did that since Tuesday.
That's what's great about online-only games, because you'll time out if you leave your controller. So like World of Warcraft, that number is exactly right, and it's frightening.
Yeah.
Every time you see it, you're like, fuck.
I played a while on Tuesday, I think. Didn't really play much on Wednesday because of the Rangers game. Did we do something Thursday?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Today's blending. But like the really Rangers have played 3 days.
Right.
So I haven't played then. And yesterday I didn't really play at all. I played for like 4 hours in the morning. Played like 4 hours this morning.
I didn't really play at all yesterday. I played for 4 hours.
Maybe 4 or 5 hours. That was when I was going.
How is that not playing?
Because I would do like 12, 13 hour benders on it.
Jesus.
I feel like
your eyes would be melting out of your head if you did that.
I just love those games, man. I love that open world stuff. It's so much fun collecting, finding chests and collecting.
I have to say, I think when you first started, I don't think you were totally sold on it, and that's funny.
Well, I was having trouble with the combat because it's not something that I'm used to. I'm used to being able to like just power, like those type of games. Usually, you get pretty invincible quick, but I was dying a lot. I wasn't really understanding the oils or the magic and the strategy of, like, there are no health potions. Like, you have to have resources to kind of heal yourself, whether it be, like, water or raw meat, chicken, shit like that. And I was collecting, like, all these vegetables and stuff to, like, make potions, but I wasn't collecting anything that could help me in a tough situation. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't clicking, and I was, like, I wasn't very good at the combat. Like, I would just run in, try to swipe at people with the sword, and they're dodging you. Like, the AI right. is pretty good. They're predictable, but they are good enough to, like, it'll fuck you up every now and then. Mm-hmm. And I was just in, and sometimes the save points were a problem for me. Like, I would die, and then it would take me back 30 minutes, and I have to do everything over again. Like, it happened with me, the werewolf, a bunch of times. Like, I just wasn't giving you the right, like, where you think would be a normal save point, wasn't doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like that it has challenge to it, though. I hate games where you can just, like, walk through after 3 hours, you know?
Yeah, and like, with the combat, like, there's some things, like, you need to get used to and work around. Because remember when you watched me play the fight the first Wild Hunt thing? Mm-hmm. Remember, it was a dark room. I couldn't tell if he was facing me or not.
I don't remember, but
when I was fighting him with that chick, like, yeah. I kept on trying to hit him, but he was already looking at me, and I would swing right into his, like, swing when I was just trying to work my way behind him, because if he has people from behind, it counts for more damage.
Okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of NPC fights in that too, it seems like, where you have, like, somebody else with you throwing shit at him, or shooting a bow or whatever the hell the case may be.
It's a surprisingly, like, gory game. Like, you can slice people, like, right in half.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Which I like.
And also, it's pretty fun. Like, you find, like, bandits or deserters, and they'll attack you. And they also can hit each other. Like, there's always, like, archers in the background trying to get shots at you. So if you can line up yourself to stay in front of one of the guys that are charging you, like, an archer will shoot him in the back and kill him, stuff like that.
Very nice.
Another memory. One of my favorite things. Yesterday I was walking down this beach and I found, like, a pirate's, like, stronghold. I must have killed, like, 40 or 50 guys. Just walked down the beach. They're all just one by one. They're just running at me.
Did you find anything?
Like, a couple pearls and a diamond.
Not bad.
It was a good score.
Not bad.
Yeah, there's, like, abandoned sites, and if you kill everybody that's in it, like, it starts to repopulate it with, like, the normal townsfolk, and then you can unlock, like, a blacksmith and shopkeepers.
Yeah, man, they put a lot of love into that game. And they're going to release all the DLC for free, right?
I think there might be
an expansion pack they might charge for, but I think they said they're going to release all the DLC for free, so some of that's going to be quest stuff.
I hope they wait a little bit. Armor stuff.
Yeah, I think they will, because the fact that they're releasing it for free means that they didn't just have it ready to go. Yeah. Why would they hold it back?
I don't know.
Just going to release it for free anyway. So I think they're definitely going to have to work on stuff. Some of it's small shit. Some of it's just like armor skins and stuff like that.
How many times did that game get delayed?
Two?
Okay. That's one of those instances where, like,
I'm not sure, but that's
delaying what feels your right. game isn't a bad thing, because that game is so well done.
And I mean, there's certain games that no one's ever going to be pissed about delays, you know? Anything Rockstar does, anything Nintendo does for the most part, Blizzard probably invented that, you know? Like, those companies, they delay and you just go, good, because they're not going to release. They don't have a board of directors, like, on EA saying, release the game without online, you know?
I'm glad there's no online for this. But, like, Pun was all upset. Like, he was like, oh, I would play it if it had a multiplayer element. And he's like, how much fun would it be for me and you to walk around and do this? I'm like, it doesn't sound fun at all.
Yeah, no, a game like that is totally about the solo adventure. Yeah. I don't want to play that game multiplayer at all.
Like, the adventuring is it's so much fun.
Yeah, like, there's certain games that are made to be online and certain games that aren't. Like, that's an adventure game. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at Diablo or World of Warcraft, those games were designed to be played with other people, but that type of game, the whole cool thing is you can say, oh, look at that mountain peak, I'm going to go there. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's not nearly as fun when you're talking to your friend and, you know, he's saying racial slurs, whatever puns.
Well, he would do something stupid and get me killed and laugh about it.
He'd throw you under an elephant.
He'd put down his controller while we're doing a boss fight and do something else and complain about lag. That's the way he does. Funny story. One time Chad was in his room doing something with him, and Pum was playing basketball, like a street court battle or whatever they call it.
It was like NBA 2K14 or whatever.
Yeah. Is it new one, 15?
I don't know.
I don't even know what's out.
I went back
here. But it was a close game, and he got distracted, like, on his computer, set down his controller, the guy went down and scored, and I think his team lost. And he told his people that were playing with him that he was lagging.
he was really just doing other shit.
Yeah, he just wasn't playing.
Oh, that's so funny. Like, the way he just casually drops that.
He always yells like about lag and stuff. So now it's like the boy who cried wolf.
The boy who cried lag. Yeah, he does. Well, you could tell though. The difference is when he's not really lagging, it sounds more like, God, geez, sorry guys, this lag's crazy over here. When he's really lagging, it's like, fuck! It's, you know, fist pounding and shit. Totally different.
Yeah. I was going to say one more thing about Witcher, but I don't remember what it is.
All right.
It was good guy. I don't know if this was a Sony thing or if it was an Xbox thing, but I downloaded the game. I did the pre-order, so it would download it. It was ready to go. Like, I thought it would open up at midnight. It came out Monday at 7 o'clock p.m., for me. Isn't that weird?
It came out Tuesday. Yeah.
Came out a day before.
It's possible they just spread it out for the servers, or like I said to you, is it possible that...
So it's like Icelandic time?
Icelandic time. That's what I said to you, but that doesn't really make sense.
I figured it would just run off like the PlayStation servers or whatever. You think once clock strike 12, probably in the West Coast.
Well, I think they're allowed to release whenever they want.
But that's awesome that they did that.
Yeah.
So nice, like... It's kind of a shot towards people that buy it physical.
Yeah. I don't think they really give a fuck about that.
Nope. Another
let's take a little peek at what the time difference would be.
Another positive for buying digital games.
Hold on one second. It's a four hour difference, so that doesn't make sense. It'd have to be a 5 hour difference.
Yeah. I don't know. They just did it and it was awesome.
Or there could be two time zones in Iceland. I don't know. I'm not digging that deep into it. Go ahead.
But yeah, like I popped online. Because I think you said that you thought you heard people. It was working for people.
Yeah, there.
You said something. Maybe you were joking around.
No, there was some Witcher story. I don't remember what it was. I saw a headline.
So I just, when I got home from work, I popped on. It was like 5 o'clock, it was later than that. And it said like this game would be ready in like 52 minutes. I was like, what?
Nice.
And then I really tried and I twitched it right at 7. I don't think that's a game I'll ever twitch.
Was it 7 or was it 8?
It was 7.
It was 7, okay.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about the time zone thing.
Is it Iceland or Greenland that they're from?
I thought it was Iceland.
Okay.
Iceland's the nicer one.
Yeah, I learned that in Jurassic Park.
Iceland, really?
Isn't that a thing in Jurassic Park? Iceland is green and...
I don't even remember.
Iceland is... No, Greenland is ice.
Yeah,
is that from Jurassic Park.
That's a common thing. I don't know. I
thought that was from Jurassic Park.
It's possible. I just don't remember.
But
very possible.
You all should play Witcher 3. We were gonna have Nick from Late Night Gamers on here, but like the holiday weekend, it was hard to get everybody.
It's tough.
Involved.
It's tough.
We were gonna record last night, but then we had the Rangers game, and
we did whatever the fuck we wanted.
And we got drunk.
All right, moving on. Do you want to do E3, or do you want to just continue with open-world games?
Since we're talking about open-world games, I want to know first of all, do you like open-world games? Is this something you'd play nowadays?
I used to love...
The Witcher 3 seems like an investment for you.
Yeah, I used to love...
It would take a hell of a game to get you to play one of these.
I used to love open-world games. I still like open-world online games, like World of Warcraft or something like that. I don't know that I would play an open... I don't know. Like, the thing is, for me, if I got into it, maybe I'd like it. It'd be hard for me to motivate myself to actually try one these days, though.
Because you kind of get disgusted with yourself if you sat in a room and played
12 hours, 5 hours. I could do like an hour and a half session, and then I start to feel skeevy. That's why I like games where you can, like, it feels like little bolts, and then all of a sudden it's 4 hours. You know what I mean? But... Yeah. Yeah, I used to love games like that.
It was like all weekend, like I had like an internal clock. I was waking up at like 9, 8 o'clock in the morning, and first thing I would do is take my dog out, and then I would just start playing.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
I would sit there. I was done by like 12 or 1 whenever we'd all start hanging out.
So what's your favorite open world game ever, outside of Red Dead and outside of Witcher?
I have to pick... Well, I can't use my favorite game of all time, so I'd probably have to say Skyrim. Or Just Cause 2. If Just Cause 2 had the quest and complexity of The Witcher, it would be awesome. But it's more around you just go find like an enemy base, blow it up.
Yeah. It's Crackdown. It's GTA.
I guess Just Cause really is an open world game. I guess more of a sandbox.
I mean, mine would probably be Grand Theft Auto Vice City. I really, really enjoyed that version. I mean, Grand Theft Auto V is a better game for sure, but Vice City just had better memories for me.
I just don't think those Grand Theft Auto games quite have the quest that Red Dead and Skyrim had. That was such a cool thing about Red Dead is like coming across like a random guy. Yeah. And like learning something about an area or helping somebody.
I have to say, I think the older Grand Theft Auto games actually did a better job with that. Like, there was shitloads of like question mark people that you could drive by and go. So it was very open world like that. Like, you'd see like a fight that you'd have to go break up or somebody got their car stolen. You have to go chase it down for them. And there was something cool about it because like you're just fucking around and then you're like, oh, I got to help this old nanny who just got her, her purse stolen.
And Red Dead and the Grand Theft Auto games are very different games.
Oh God, way different. Yeah. But, I would say that they're both open
world. Grand Theft Auto is more of a like story based. I mean, Red Dead had a great story, but it wasn't as long. They wanted you to fill in time between main storylines. Like in Grand Theft Auto, you could just play through and have a blast.
Yeah.
If you did that with Red Dead, you'd probably be missing out on a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think. I mean, the stories are... I mean, Red Dead's very story-centric, though, as far as, like, they want you to know exactly what's going on. I think they're more different just in the fact that, like, they're just way differently played games, you know? Grand Theft Auto is, like... It's like going to see a Will Ferrell movie, you know. It's like guilty pleasure. You're fucking around. And, like, the story is really good, but it's good in, like, a funny way, where Red Dead's like a drama. You know, it's like Last of Us. It's you know, it's more of like a cinematic game, where Grand Theft Auto is more like we said, sandbox type game. I'm really excited, by the way. Well, I guess we can wait for E3 predictions.
Go ahead.
Speaking of sandbox games, you have anything else on open world?
No, just.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite open world game ever is World of Warcraft by far.
I just think it's fun. Like, it's been a long. When did Red Dead come out?
God, I was in New York, so 2008 maybe.
Has it been that long?
No, because I was in my new apartment, so maybe 2010.
Yeah, probably in
something like that.
The teens somewhere.
Somewhere there, yeah.
But it's been a long time since I played a game that said I could say this might be my favorite game of all time, and it's so much fun. Like, I'm so excited to play it all the time.
That's good.
Yeah, it's an awesome feeling. Like that this game is, because I've been tracking this game for a long time. I just want to know more about it, and then
I think it was clearly the most hyped game for the new consoles. It's funny because it was neither of the first parties. I mean, unless you're looking at like Halo and Uncharted, which are both not nearly close to out yet, you know. But as far as like I think The Witcher 3 is the first next gen experience that's been really released. I mean Bloodborne, but I don't know. It's Dark Souls again, and I love Bloodborne, but I feel like Witcher was the game people were looking at like. This is one of those old school games that, you know, they just put shit tons of love and effort into. Which, again, Bloodborne's kind
of. I mean, like the level of detail and stuff that's in this game, like the way the environment acts, like when there's a storm, like things work differently and you get different creatures. And it's just so good. So good.
All right, let's talk E3. Okay. Let's talk who do you expect to dominate? What do you want to see? Start wherever you want. We'll go from there.
I hate this. I hate the dominate question thing. But I had a couple things. I want actual games. No, stop putting out HD remakes of games. Stop announcing games that aren't coming anytime soon. Show us that you. Or I think it's time that they need to like seriously fulfill that promise from 2 years ago when they had their E3 announcement and saying we are like the ultimate gaming machine. We're bringing games to you, and they really haven't brought any games to us.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have.
They need to do something, but they need to announce games for this year. They haven't had anything.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's like, true.
Was it? What's the name of the game?
Bloodborne.
It's a fine game, but they need like a mass appeal game.
Yeah, I mean, I do think Bloodborne is a great.
Yeah, no, game. I would never take anything away from it.
Like it's probably my favorite game of the year. But that being said, that's pretty much it. Like. For games that are like next gen experiences, I mean, they had Infamous?
That's
what's called, right?
They've pretty much just had garbage games that either they don't work or they're just mediocre at best.
Yeah, and they've got the third party exclusives, PSN Now or PSN Plus. I mean, has great free games and all that shit.
But so, yeah, and in a way, so does Xbox. So
it does. PSN, yeah. I think, if you ever look at the comparison, PSN pretty much smokes it. But you also get to keep your Xbox Ones forever. You have to keep your PS Plus subscription. So, I mean, I guess there's that. But yeah. That, you know, not that we're going to get rid of it. But yeah, I mean, I think both consoles have been a massive disappointment with games. I don't think either of them really
have any. Yeah, I mean, in what they have had, they're usually fucking broke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the PS4 is getting away with having the better third-party games, and it's like, that's a weak thing to hang your hat on, because both have just been so disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, but I worry about their E3 is going to be fucking Project Morpheus. I really worry about that. I want, because I really do enjoy using my PlayStation. Like, I'm playing The Witcher on PlayStation 4. And I really enjoy it. Like, sometimes I still have a tough time with the left analog stick. I don't know what it is. It bothers my hand after a while.
Yeah.
It's just not as comfortable as an Xbox controller.
Yeah, I'm worried about, I don't know. Like, Morpheus, I mean, I would love to see Morpheus release, like, a sick game that makes it. I just, seeing what the PC requirements are for virtual reality, I just don't understand how the PS4 could release a good game for
I don't get it either.
For virtual reality.
Looks like we're not doing video this week.
Did you hit record?
It's going. I think it's just frozen.
Well, leave it open. See what happens.
Okay.
Did you get it the last week's up?
No. Sorry about that. It's Witcher and Rangers and work. I was busy. I tried.
You played 50 hours of Witcher.
Couldn't take fucking 15 to do the video. I'll get it up. Well, if this one doesn't work, I'll definitely put it up.
You gotta put both up if this one works.
I'll just upload it twice and rename it.
But yeah, I think Sony, yeah, I don't think Project Morpheus is gonna be some huge part of their show. I'd be surprised by that. I think they're gonna show it for sure. But I think that they probably have a lot of games that they're, you know, ready to show off. But again, yeah, I don't want to see 2016 games.
There'll be tons of HD remasters playing your Sony Morpheus.
Yeah, right. They're definitely going to show Uncharted.
Yep.
Trying to think of what else that they could release that would be really...
Maybe a new God of War?
Yeah, I mean, that's in the pipeline somewhere for sure. Did That'd they show, cool. like, a CGI video yet of that?
I don't think they have. The only thing I really remember hearing about God of War is the God of War 3 HD remake.
Yeah, they'll definitely show something because they don't take a chance at not whoring some label out.
Even though we're very mixed on HD remakes, because we kind of like them, but we kind of understand why people are sick of them. If God of War 3 is, like, $40, I'll probably buy it. It's good. That game was so pretty when it came out. I want to see what it looks like now.
It's a great game.
Like, it has one of my favorite scenes ever when you rip that, when you pull that guy's head off.
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning, it's like the first, like, 5 minutes in the game. It's like, you see, like, his skin, like, ripping and like, his, like, kind of his, like, eyes rolling in the back of his head. God, it's brutal. And it's so good.
Yeah.
I just want to see what that looks like updated.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else that they could have.
I think they just need new games. I
mean, obviously, they're going to show, there's going to be a ton of third-party stuff and... it'd be very interesting to see, like, who has the bigger Metal Gear presence, whether it's, like, Konami or the actual systems, you know, Sony and Microsoft, just because they're pulling the parachute in the console industry.
This goes for both Microsoft and Sony. I would like to see one of them announce a partnership with the new Google streaming thing, to do something with that.
YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be cool.
Because that's going to be announced. They're officially announced at E3.
You know, Twitch is kind of cool to see. Twitch has had a lot of time to, like, make itself the market maker, which it has. Their website and their app are fucking garbage.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like Google could instantly beat them in both.
I mean, we don't really do a lot, but I don't think the API or the APK, like, that they give out so people can develop around it.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's very good. I don't think the Elgato software is very good using it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I don't think anything is. Like, OBS is kind of like what people used.
Yeah, OBS is such a
hack. I guarantee Google and YouTube will put something better out.
Right, like, imagine you can make your UI right on the website or whatever. You don't need, like, OBS is ridiculous. Like, you have to, like,
it's time so the complex. Delay of yeah. your camera. That, I hope that kind of stuff wouldn't be...
Yeah, the Elgato. See, what's nice about the Elgato is you just start it. Now it fucks up all the time.
And if, like, there's one thing Google can do is, and YouTube will, they'll put out a good APK.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Is it APK if it's a website or is it API? What's an API?
I mean, APK is like a program that you would load onto your phone that you could run. That's like the install to get EXE. API is, yeah, that would be more the tools.
Hopefully they'll announce like some kind of app for that. Because I think, I mean,
I bet you you'll be able to.
It might be right worth it for us to switch, or if we can do both.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we'll have to Twitch with a link to that or something. And just go every other, but...
Because, I mean, we have our YouTube channel, so...
Yeah,
I think... put everything in one spot...
Yeah, and I think what YouTube will do is they'll just have the YouTube app work with it.
Yeah.
That would be what Google would do, I would think, but... You never know. Maybe if they want to promote it more, they make a separate app and end up merging them, you know, down the road or something.
Anything else for Sony?
I think it... Let me think... I mean, I'm actually excited to see what they do with Morpheus because I feel like it's so not ready that I can't believe that they're thinking about releasing it soon. Like, yeah. We haven't seen a single game.
Well, that's what everybody says all the VR stuff.
Right.
Like, the software is there, but there's no games.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool.
You mean the hardware is there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool. I'd be excited. Sorry, to see the Shark Tank thing.
I just still think, and I was talking about my brother on Facebook the other day. It's not... Like, I don't think that it's the chicken and the egg thing where, like, you know, do you have to make the software to make the hardware sell, or do you have to make the hardware to make people make the software? I think that it's just almost impossible to make a legitimate game right now because the controls within VR are still so bad. And I think that people just can't figure out a way to, you know, people figure it out, just like touch games used to suck balls and now they're actually,
I wonder if it's you get a lot of developers to be like, how cool if we do this or do this? They have so many ideas, but they're not sticking to one thing to make it like fundamentally work great.
Yeah,
they're trying to throw like everything into one thing.
Right.
And it's going to be all over the place.
Right. I mean, this is the feeling that I feel like people are doing like with smartphone games. People were trying to like make... like Halo ripoffs, that were first person shooters, and then people came out and they're like, "Well, how about Hearthstone? How about FTL?" Yeah. Because those are games that
Angry Birds and shit. They simplify that stuff.
Those are games that wouldn't work on a console nearly as well as they work on a touchscreen. So I think that's what VR makers need to do. They don't need to make the next Call of Duty VR. They need to make a game from the ground up that takes advantage of VR, and it might just be, you know, porn. For now, definitely porn. But like, it might just be for now, like. National Geographic shit, like that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Or like a Tour of Mars. It might be like more educational stuff until they can figure out real controls for it. Because instantly when you use an analog and I used to think using a controller in your hand would like work. But the more I think about it, like the whole idea is it's this immersive experience where if I look up, my character looks up. So I'm my character. And it has this like, that's the difference between having that and like having a huge screen. And if you are using an analog to move around, it just, I feel like it breaks that connection that makes VR special to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I don't understand. I don't know where I stand in VR because I've never really used one, but no way I'd ever want to play Witcher or anything like that. VR.
No, it would never work for that. But people say, and the same thing, it seems like, and it's not surprising. They say, when I put that thing on, it's the most amazing thing I've seen, like covering games in a long time. And I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. Yeah. You know, that's kind of the idea behind it. But I'd love to see somebody like, I have a strong hope that Valve is really pushing it internally because you know how they're releasing theirs by the end of the year, I think.
Yeah.
And I hope that like they have a team that's just saying like, we're going to make a VR game from the ground up for this thing.
I could get behind playing Dota on VR.
How would that work though?
You just look straight to look at your guy and you just look around to look at the map. Like there's a square.
Yeah. Well, see,
here's... You just use a mouse and keyboard, so...
Yeah, my problem with that is, I think that's, like, a use of VR if you could get VR in households, but no one's gonna buy that just to do that, because that's not true, like, virtual reality. That's kind of what Ben was saying, was just, like, yeah, you can, like, play a game, or you can look left and right in a 2D platformer to, like, look. And, like, I think that would work, but I don't think people are gonna be like, I need virtual reality to play this game that I can already play. I think you need to have it be a first-person experience. Like, I think the best usage of it right now would be, from my totally uneducated opinion...
Porn?
Other than porn, is like a space flyer. Because you're actually flying in a spaceship with your hands, so it wouldn't feel that weird, but you can still look around...
Be very interesting.
You know what I'm trying to say?
No Man's Sky and makes its way
on
that thing.
Exactly. So like I feel like some sort of flyer would be the best experience. And No Man's Sky, it's an open world game where it's not as much about combat, which I don't even know if there is combat in that game. I know you don't like fight other people. But you could just explore, and like maybe that's what virtual reality would be good for, you know?
Yeah.
And I think people undersell the fact that like exploring a world without any combat is boring in a game where you're holding a controller. But I think that exploring a world in first person opens up a lot of doors where like people don't need to put any work into a lot of stuff, just into the story and in the world building, you know?
Yeah.
So I would love to try like a legit virtual reality game. I think it'd be very fun.
I feel like the only way we're gonna be able to try it is we buy it, because I would never use like a VR kiosk.
Yeah, well, that's fucking
gross.
That's a big question mark in virtual reality, is you can't show it on stage really at E3. I mean, they will, but it'll just show like people enjoying it in a helmet. But how do you market it? Because if you've never tried it, you don't get it, and you can't just like leave these at Walmart. So, yeah, so like
what fucking Purell wipe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could have some sort of setup where like they have like strips that you tear off to put your forehead against. Ugh. but your eyeballs are in there.
I know.
So it's like that's one of the big questions, is how do we market this? Because if you've never used it, you don't get it.
I wonder if I could even use it, since I'm like a carrier for pink eye. Might be a problem for somebody. If it has to like touch my eyelids, underneath my eyelids to get it, so.
I feel like you're not always a carrier for pink eye, though.
I think it's when like my allergies like swell up or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. When I got the piece of metal in my eye, the eye doctor was trying to explain to me when I had my eye patch on and my head was throbbing from having a scalpel in my eyeball.
She was sued for $10 million.
Ugh.
But yeah, I would love to see VR work out. I just don't see where the market is right now. Like a console that came out with VR. Well, Ben was talking about how he thinks Nintendo should go VR. And like a console that has a much better chance, I think, of getting in people's living rooms than just like an add-on.
But how do their games work with VR?
No, I think I told Ben I don't think it makes any sense. Yeah. Unless it's an add-on for Nintendo, and that won't work because people won't buy it. So
none of their games seem like they would ever work
with VR. They'd have to just throw away most of their games or make them like the same thing where you can look around, which would be lame.
Yeah.
So unless they had this like first-person Zelda that they thought they could scrap all of their old franchises for, I just don't think. That's the problem too, is I don't think it works for consoles, because it has to be an add-on. It can't be your entire system, because if it's your entire system, it's limiting you so badly to like a few games.
I just have a hard time looking at a little screen and to play a video game like that.
Now, I think if with a properly equipped VR, it looks like high def. Like yeah. They say the Vive, the Valve one, it like looks like you. It's not like looking at like some shitty little. It's not like having your cell phone right here. Yeah. You know what I mean? It has like huge resolution. But I don't know. I would definitely love to try it.
All right. Since I have this Covenant in my hand, Microsoft.
Microsoft. People keep wanting to hear from the Rare Studios.
I don't understand the whole fascination with fucking Rare.
I totally get it.
You get that?
Well, I get it because they released some great games in the past. I just don't think that Rare
is what Rare used to be. The past, yeah. There's no way anybody that worked on GoldenEye or...
They probably stayed with Nintendo.
Or Conker. They're not there.
Yeah. I mean, that being said, they do own the licenses.
I mean...
And they could put anyone from any of their studios into the Rare label and make a Conker or make... you know what I'm saying? So, like, they should totally make another Conkers. I don't understand why they haven't done that. But... It's right. You can't just say Rare make another Conkers, because it's not the same people. You would have to get a team together.
I feel like the Rare the people that were Rare are making that was it ukulele game,
right? And that's another thing. It's like Microsoft. Why don't you go and hire those people to make a Conkers instead?
Yeah,
they're gonna raise like a few $1 million.
Yeah,
Microsoft could throw $100 million at that game. You know, maybe they've tried to. Maybe they think it's a mistake. Maybe they think it'll. I don't know. I was going to say damage the brand, but they don't make any money off the brand anyway, so...
I don't get the Rare thing. I think Rare games are kind of over. That series, that's done.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because, I mean, there's a reason that Yooka-Laylee is going to Kickstarter. It's because people don't want to really play 3D platformers now unless the name of it's Mario. You know, I mean, do you even make any other 3D platformers anymore? In the vein of Banjo-Kazooie and Conker and...
I don't think so.
It's just a game
that... I don't really like 3D platformers.
I'm sure they exist, but I don't really, you know...
I really like the Mario that came with the Wii U. Whatever bundling I was. Is that new Super Mario World?
I don't know. Was it the 2D one or the 3D one?
2D, 3D looking thing with...
Okay, well that's just like new Super Mario Bros. Yeah, I actually like the new Super Mario World.
I think that's what I have.
Well, which game is it? One's a side scroller and one's a full on 3D, yeah, like Nintendo 64.
But it's still kind of like platformy. Like,
oh, it's platformy, but yeah. It's totally 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that's really good. But again, that's Mario, and they put more ingenuity into a level than most people put into a game. So.
But once I beat it, I was like, I want to play another one of these, and it wasn't like that.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going out to seek other ones out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same thing with Tim Schafer and adventure games. It's just not something that sells a lot of games anymore. Well, I mean, adventure games never really did. It's just not something that people are like seeking anymore. Is a 3D, you know, platformer. But that being said, a game like Conker, I think, could really overcome that.
And
just the hype behind it.
And they could make it like episodic. You know,
mm-hmm.
Why not? You can simplify things and still make it good.
Yeah, or make a fucking online Conkers. I mean, something, dude. Like, why have you not used that license? Even if you strike out, and it sucks. At least try. Did the game not
sell?
No, I think pretty sure Conker sold big. Okay. I think so. Although it was the only game in the history of going to Captain Video where they wouldn't let me rent it.
Really?
Yeah, like they were like, because I don't know when that came out. We were like what, 15 probably. And it was rated 18. But, like, all shit tons of games at that store were rated 18. It's the only game that everybody ever gave me a problem for. Which probably makes sense.
It wasn't that bad.
At the time, dude, it was pretty fucking bad.
It was such an easy sell to your parents, too. Because they would just see, like, the teddy bear. Yeah. Or the
cute think it's squirrel. They think it's Banjo-Kazooie. Yeah, that's what they say.
And they say, what do you want for your birthday? You'd be like, oh, Cocker's Bad Fur Day. And they'd be like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, it was pretty bad back then. Yeah, I mean, that was pre-South, like, well, during South Park, probably. The big breasted sunflower. What a fucking great game. Goodness.
All right, but the only thing I really, obviously, for Microsoft, I want new games that come out this year and games that work, but I really want to see what the dashboard looks like after the whole Windows 10 thing comes around.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Change
it up, because they've done a really good job of updating the Xbox, keeping it fresh and making it look nice. And I don't hate the way it looks now, but I think they always seem to do better. So.
Yeah, I would love to see them do like I think it was Mac Snow Leopard OS X, where basically they put all of their effort into making it run faster at like the hardware level. Guess these. Bless me. And minimizing the software. So like, that's the only problem I have with the Xbox One software. It seems like it gets a little bit slower every time there's like an update. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to see them put the nuts and bolts in, because it's totally, I mean, it has plenty of power to make it a little bit faster, but yeah, I would, you know, it's going to be amazing, just like the Xbox 360 one was, you know, after 8 years went from being a piece of shit to being like the best console software ever, probably, yeah. Right? Yeah.
The DirectX 12 stuff looks cool too.
Yeah, I hope that actually makes a difference. I hope that's just
like, I was watching some game trailers and some game demos with the DirectX 12, and it looks fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Other than that, for Microsoft, I would like to see them say that they've hired Kojima. I would like to see... I don't want to see Major Nelson once. He's the fucking most embarrassing person in video games. I don't understand why they keep marching him out there.
He probably works for like $25,000 a year.
It's just unbelievable. And people love... what's the new guy? Phil Spencer? Is that the new guy? Yeah.
He's a fan favorite.
People love him, so put him out there. Yep. Stop putting Major Nelson out there. I mean, Major Nelson won't get Spencer runs the show now, but I'm saying, like, Major Nelson should never be at those shows. Yeah. He's so awkward. He's like the 50-year-old that's, like, really trying hard to be cool, but he's kind of a phony, and I don't believe that he even, like... I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't game in his free time. You know what I mean?
No, I wouldn't be... Yeah.
I believe it. And, yeah, I'm very excited to see Halo 5. Single player, more multiplayer, all that stuff, but...
I'm excited to see the more maps, the shotgun, and vehicles.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
I want to see what vehicles they do.
All the extended stuff is going to be sick.
Would you be okay with a Halo if they didn't put vehicles in it?
Sure. I would be.
I think the populace would be.
I don't know. I think the game's so good that it stands on its own.
Because when we were playing the beta, I never even thought about it. Like,
well, what's funny about Halo is it's never really been built on vehicles. Like, if you think of 80% of the maps don't have vehicles.
Yeah, but I think there's probably some people out there that only like to play with vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. If it puts in Sidewinder and Blood Gulch and whatever, and they have vehicles in those maps and that's it, that's perfect. Because that's kind of the Halo way. They only have like a few huge maps. I didn't like in like Halo 3 and 4, they just kept adding more and more vehicles. Mm-hmm. I think the flying one is fucking stupid. I think it takes away from the game.
the mech suit's pretty tough to go against.
Yeah, I just feel like put a warthog in there for capture the flag, because like it shouldn't be for like killing purposes. It should be for like getting around purposes. Yeah. And like those are like the mongoose and the warthog, and even like the ghost, that's fine. And then the tank. I thought the tank was awesome when you could snipe someone out of it, and that was like the counter to it. You know, or you could headshot them a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but I'm excited to see if they do vehicles. I'm excited to see what they are, but I don't care if they have them in there.
Well, hopefully they do.
But I think they will. I'd be shocked if they didn't.
Hopefully they show some shit. And hopefully they announce another beta.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be really close to being done now, because, I mean, that game, the engine was totally working.
Yeah.
I mean, single player story missions, who the hell knows where they're at with that, because that's a different thing. But I feel like the engine and like the tweaking, like that was the tightest beta that I've ever played by far, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was crazy because it's a true beta, where most of the time people release betas and it's really just testing the network. They released it a year early so that when they got feedback, they actually had time to change things. You know, normally it's like, well, that weapon's overpowered, or like this level sucks, and they're just like, well, so we're released in a month. That's tough shit. Yep. You know, with this, they're gonna be able to really tear it down to the bottom again.
I'll be excited to see how it looks, because I mean, beta's what, 10 months? It was 10 months before the release of the game, and it looked that good.
Yeah, I mean, they said it's going to be 1080p, 60 frames a second when it actually releases, which I'm surprised about.
That's nutty.
That's a fast-moving game.
Yeah, it is.
All I care about, I don't want to get into a side tangent, just give me 60 frames a second. I don't care if it's 720p. And I'm just talking about Halo. Like I would love to see even like adventure games, like give us the 60 frames a second version rather than the higher resolution. Because no, like when you're into a game and it's moving fluidly, no one gives a fuck about the resolution. But when you're playing a high resolution game and the frames drop, it is extremely obvious and extremely annoying. You know what I mean?
What is The Witcher, 1080p, 30?
30. Most of those games are 30, like adventure type Elder Scrolls stuff. But even those games, you know, I'd still like to see them 60.
I don't even understand that shit. Like, IGN did a comparison for console and PC for Witcher. And I thought the one on console looked better, but then people in the comments were saying, well, they turned the brightness way up on the on the screenshot on the one, because you could see more detail in, like, the console one.
Well, I think
the PC one, like, his uniform was, like, or his outfit was dark, and then the other one was like all lit up. I was like, well, the console one looks better.
Yeah.
But people are saying like the other one.
Yeah, well, I heard the other one looks better. I heard that they cranked the contrast in the Xbox version. I don't know. Somebody was saying that in our Twitch too, which is interesting. But I mean, ultimately, those comparisons are so stupid for the most part.
I always think the one that people are saying is the worst one looks better.
Yeah.
So I'm not good at that stuff.
Well, the video are the worst, because they're using like highly compressed video. It like defeats the whole purpose of a graphics comparison, because you just have shitloads of artifacts and they're live streaming video. It's like, why the? It's amazing that people even click on those. Like looking, but like the screenshots, I think actually tell you more. But even so, let's just take it out of context. I mean, spoiler alert: the PC version looks better. Obviously,
yeah,
it's
But the picture they showed, it didn't make sense to me. It was like I was expecting to see like a clear winner, but yeah. I was like, I don't understand why this one's darker than.
Did you see the article where they said that you could unlock like the unlimited, the ultra settings that were like supposed to be in the game and they weren't, but like somebody unlocked them, and they said that it takes like a Titan can't even run it properly. So like that's gonna be like Crysis. Like in 5 years, I think you're gonna see people running like not even five, 2 years. I think you're gonna see people running The Witcher 3, and it's gonna look unbelievable. Because I think they have those settings back in there somewhere, which is exciting. But yeah, the console versions run great, and it looks great. And you know, I like everything moves well. The hair moves well. The trees move well.
The storms, or the trees in the storms, are it's so incredible.
Yeah, I'd rather have that than the bushes, like stiff looking, and
lightning strikes. You see the shadows moving with like the wind or the trees from the wind and stuff. It's so good.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I don't run into any problems.
All right, Nintendo.
Fuck Nintendo. I don't know.
This could be very interesting. It's like how much
I don't know.
Have they already shifted over to the NX? You know?
Maybe they'll show a picture of it or maybe describe what it is.
Yeah, I mean, they said they're not going to mention it. That doesn't mean that they're truthful, but they said they're not going to mention it. So,
hopefully the new Star Fox is a flying game, not an adventure game like the Star Fox Adventures.
Yeah, and I think, like, with the NX, if they're not going to release it till 2017, it makes no sense to show it now because yeah. you're just going to rob your Wii U sales. You know what I mean? No one's going to buy anything until, you know, if you announce your next console.
Take back your fucking YouTube policy so people can make game or show your games off.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see some sort of Metroid game. I'd rather see them go back to like the roots of Metroid, do like the high def Mario platform version of Metroid now. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see that. But they haven't even sniffed a rumor of that, so obviously they could still do it, but it seems like if the game were at all advanced, because you know they're working on a Metroid at some point, but like it seems like if they advanced it at all, that you would have heard some rumor. So like I think if you hear anything, it's just going to be like some bullshit CGI trailer, which then gets it slipped into the NX launch or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be, I mean, it'll be, with the NX, it's hard for them to announce in game, so it's going to be weird.
It feels like they just did it to, you know, make their board of directors happy or whatever, which I understand, but it's like, you just also did the mobile thing. I think that, you should just done the mobile thing, shut the fuck up about your next gen, and announce it next year at E3, you know?
Yeah.
And not even mention it.
Maybe show off.
Because now it's coming, it's going to be like, not disappointing, but it's so long that, like, you kind of ruin it when you announce it too soon, you know?
Yeah, maybe show off what mobile games look like or what you're planning to do with them.
Right.
But hopefully they just announce a bunch more Amiibos.
Yeah, I know. I honestly, like, I can't even think of, because there's not going to be Zelda, which is the game that I'm most looking forward to. So, like, I can't really think of anything that I'm, like, would be super, I mean, will they do a Mario Galaxy 3 or a new Super Mario World 2, whatever the fuck they call them? I'd be excited about that. I'd like to see that, but not
would
like.
Would they save that for a new console, though?
I don't know, because it's been a while since, it's been like at least a year or two since World launched, right? Yeah. So I think that, I don't know, I'm not saying for sure, but I think it's definitely possible that they could, but again, if it's a 2017 release, there's no way they're going to release it on Wii U.
Yeah.
It's got to be, they're only going to announce games that release next year, obviously, or this year. I'd love to see, do they still own, no, it's Konami, isn't it? Fuck, Bomberman.
Yeah. It's Hudson Soft, is that who makes that game? I think it's Hudson Soft.
Yeah, is that a branch of Konami?
Why don't they own.
Yeah, them. God damn it!
I can see the bumblebee, right? And says like Hudson, or is it just Hudson?
I know what you're talking about. I think you're right. Yeah. I think it's Hudson Software or something like that.
I'm dying.
I really am. as far as Nintendo, I love. I love to see them announce a new online platform that kicks ass. You're where, like, funny. You know, right? Like Xbox Nintendo.
Yeah.
I don't even want to call it Nintendo Live because that wouldn't get the point across.
They're so bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's no voice chat in Splatoon. We already talked about this, but it's like, how about you give your consumers an option? That's an idea.
I didn't hear a lot of people bitching about it, though.
You know why? Because no one's going to fucking buy Splatoon.
Also, I didn't hear a lot of people talk about Splatoon.
That's what I'm saying. I think if it was like a bigger release, and it looks like a cool game. I can see people liking it.
I think a lot of people are still kind of boycotting Nintendo for the whole YouTube thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like EA Sports Hockey League and NHL. Oh,
that's one thing we never talk about.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. But when you exclude that from NHL 15... you're still going to sell a decent amount of copies, but you're losing the vocal minority. And that's what Nintendo's doing with that YouTube policy. You're losing your most passionate fans that really make a difference. The assholes that are in the comment sections defending Nintendo like it's their mother. Like, you need those people, you know? I'd love to know if it worked out financially for them. Like, it would be really hard to do a comparison of, you know... like, did they sell less games after the policy, but also how much are they making out of the policy?
Yeah,
I guess that's my point. It'd be really hard to do that study.
Well, they really
but I
think
it soured a lot of people. Like, for example, we had a plan to do a shit ton of Smash Brothers.
Yep.
And as soon as that policy got announced, we never even bought the adapter because it's just like, it left a bad taste in our mouth. And we'd love to do a shitload of like Friday night Smash Brothers tournaments, but we can't do it without paying them half, so fuck them.
Fuck
you know
them.
That's how I feel about it, you know. No, I don't want to like, we're gonna put effort in to give them money.
I think a lot of places feel like that, like Rooster Teeth. They don't do anything with Nintendo anymore, like the Achievement Hunter guys.
What's his name, PewDiePie, whatever that douchebag's name is, he's boycotting them.
You're looking at like 10 million subscribers right there between the two of them.
That's the thing. It's like, I'd love to know, too. I don't think they would do this, but if, like, they're so stupid to not give, like, PewDiePie, like, a pass and just say, you don't have to give us any money. It's a dangerous thing to do, though, because he might come out and say, fuck them, look at this email I got that offered me this, and it make them look even worse. But yeah, like that's 10 million subscribers. If one out of every 10 people watching that like the game, that's a million sold copies.
Yep.
You know, that's a big deal, man.
It is.
Anything outside of those three core systems that you'd like
to see? No, because I think we're going to get the same bullshit from Activision, same bullshit from Ubisoft. I don't even know who else would have a big thing. We'll see Rock Band 4.
Oh, you know what I'm looking forward to seeing? Overwatch, that new Blizzard game.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But be interesting. I don't think Blizzard does E3.
They don't do anything at E3? I don't think they. I know they have BlizzCon.
Yeah, they have BlizzCon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very possible.
I don't think Valve does E3 either.
Yeah.
I don't think they do. A lot of places, like...
Those independent guys wouldn't announce.
I mean...
They wouldn't announce
Half-Life 3. You could see Overwatch because Activision will be there, but...
True.
I don't know if Blizzard does anything.
Yeah, I feel like they'll have it because Activision's there. It's free marketing. Yeah. Activision's going to have a booth anyway. That game looks pretty cool. I don't know if I'll actually play it, but it's just interesting. It's different for Blizzard. Other than that,
And I want to see real gameplay of Star Wars Battlefront.
Yes, which I assume will be there. Oh, and I want to see NHL 16.
Yeah.
That's big time, too.
Hopefully it's there. Speaking of that, our protest worked. All the features are coming back this year.
Yeah. It's just classic EA. Like, you knew that it was probably going to happen, but it's like, look at all the shit that we added to this game. And it's like, yeah, it's all the shit you removed from it. And less than you know? So it's like, all you're doing is saying, yeah, we gave you that $60 game last year that sucked dick, but here's a new version with some of the features that you wanted back.
Yeah, that game is worth $30.
Yeah. Maybe. Because... You know, we get a good use out of it because of, like, the way that we play it. But, like, there's so many people out there that want to play, like, co-op online. You can't do it.
Yeah.
That's just unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
They had that in Dreamcast.
Yeah, it's sad. But all the features are coming back. To change it up a little bit, because I don't think you're going to level up your player like you...
It didn't really say.
It seemed weird.
Yeah, they basically said pick a style, which I don't know why they would say that.
But you pick a style because you still used to.
But that's what makes me worry, is because you did pick a style, but the way they said it was like, brand new thing, you pick a style. So that makes me worry that it's just like, you get to pick winger, scorer, and that's it. And you know, but why would they do that? Because there's so many microtransactions that people take advantage of.
Brand new returning feature.
Yeah, that's been in 50 games before it.
Yeah, I don't know that, and I always like the way you do it, and you could like tweak your players, reset them.
It was really fun because like sometimes you'd be like, "Wow, I put points into fighting. What a stupid thing to do!" And you go back and redo them, and it was really fun because some of the stuff kind of sucked, and some of the stuff was really good, and you didn't really know which one. So like sometimes you'd like lower your stats by 20 points, and it just wouldn't make any difference.
Yeah, you could be like a 68 and still have like the best player you've ever
right. Played. So, like, one of the examples with my center, I didn't think passing was that big a deal because I'm like, I can fucking pass. I can do my own passes. But what it did was when you got it over 90 is it would auto-saucer passes that were, like, contested, and that was a huge deal. So that was worth it to me. Definitely. But I actually figured that out myself. I never really saw that online. So, like, yeah, we're going to miss that, you know? And, you know, with a defender, you get a whole different set of stuff. Like, is it hitting or power more important, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's one of those things that's kind of stupid. Like, why do we like that? Because it's so arbitrary. But at the same time, it does add a lot of depth to the game. You feel like you, like, own your character. But what up? We don't know shit about it. They've only announced it very lightly so far.
Hopefully, we'll find out some shit about it.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to see No Man's Sky, too. Just an update on it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'd be interested to see that.
I'll probably have it.
But, another prediction. I still think that, you know how, like, they've leaked heavily that there's a Gears of War HD being made?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to announce a new Gears of War 2.
Yeah.
I say that because I have a feeling that, like, they're doing the Halo treatment. You know what I mean? And, like, they're probably outsourcing that. Somebody else said, which makes sense, too, maybe get them used to making Gears of War, where they do the HD remaster first, so they get a feeling for the game, and then do it. But I feel like Black Tusk Studios was supposed to be, like, one of their big diamonds in their crown. And they were making some game that they canceled and haven't... But to be fair, they hadn't bought the Call of Duty or the Gears of War franchise yet. And then they, like, gave it to them. So I think that would be... I'm not even a huge Gears of War fan. I'd be excited to see a next-gen Gears of War.
Yeah, I would definitely. I mean, they always ran well, played well. They always look great.
They feel good. That's what I like about them. They feel like your guys are heavy and slamming into walls and shit. They're fun.
I'd have no problem seeing a the next gen Gears of War announced.
Yeah, but if they had just announced the HD remaster, people are gonna be like, "Yeah, we fucking know. We saw 6,000 leaks about
it."
Yeah,
I just think Gears of War 2 is such a better game than the first Gears of War.
Yeah, well, I thought the whole idea was that they would just release the pack, but there's been no sign of that from the leaks. It's still possible.
Microsoft's probably very nervous about that. I doubt we'll ever see a fucking 4 or 5 game pack again.
Yeah, yeah. I have no interest in playing Gears of War again, though.
Yeah, me
either. I'd love to see a new Gears of
War. I would do, like, Horde mode or something in Gears 2.
Yeah, there's fun things, but, like, that would be worth $15 to me, not 60 or even 40, you know?
I hated the last part of the original Gears of War. That boss fight on the train or whatever.
I barely remember it.
So stupid.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. It was extremely ahead of its time in a lot of ways, but yeah, it was not a great game, I don't think. People love the online. I played it a couple times, but I never really got into it. People like Pun swear by really the, into it. Yeah, people like swear by the online. I enjoyed. Oh, there's your crazy neighbor.
There's my neighbors.
I enjoyed playing the Horde mode the most. I thought that was fun because to me it's like a single player. It's a third person shooter. I've never really been into like big third person shooter type
online game. I always think third person shooters are easy. Like it feels like it takes skill away from like shooting because you don't really miss.
Yeah,
like Halo and Call of Duty, you can miss.
I just don't get like what the draw is for a third person shooter. I guess it's like more in strategy than I don't know. I feel like it's like a tacked on multiplayer that never was really made to be played. And I know that I'm really pissing somebody off that's listening right now. So please tell me why Gears of War, because I like the games, but I want to know. To me, I thought it was a shitty multiplayer. I'd love to hear why you think it's good. Shitty's a strong word. Not something that I really wanted to play that much.
Yeah, it's a big difference. I could never get into it. I never really understood it.
By the way, we haven't played Griffball.
We haven't played anything but Mortal Kombat and NHL in a long time.
Outdoors by the fire. You want to go take all the shit outside?
Yeah. I think it's going to storm.
I'm just kidding. That sounds fucking terrible. I don't know. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm done. Play The Witcher.
Yeah.
It's the best game ever.
Challenge us at Mortal Kombat. We're mediocre. It'll be good matches. And outside of that, follow us.
Yeah.
YouTube is 8-Bit Bourbon. We're Twitter, 8-Bit Bourbon. We're 8bitbourbon@gmail.com. If you want to send us some email, we love hearing questions you guys want to hear about or any sort of like story that you guys have from gaming experiences. Tell me why Gears of War doesn't blow.
And we don't need emails saying like I'm a bigot. I'm sorry about the gay thing.
Definitely send Adam a bunch of emails about being a bigot, please.
I didn't mean it bad.
I think that's pretty much it. So this is the week of May something or other.
Happy Memorial Day, motherfucker.
Happy Memorial Day. I'm Andy.
Salute your shorts.
He's Adam.
Bye.
Baby, 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 I'm gonna leave you. I said, baby, you know I'm gonna leave you. I'll leave you in the summertime. Leave you when the summer comes around. Calling me the way it used to do. of this place. I gotta quit you, yeah. Woman, I know, feels good to have you back again, and I know that one day, baby, it's gonna really grow, yes, it. We gonna go walking through the park. Calling me back.